Hello, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me? Good morning.
Hi, thanks for
Hello?
calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Tanya Davis, and last night I got a charge on my phone, on my car for $67 that I didn't know about.
What's your zip code, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
What is your zip code?
37042.
And the name again was Kaya Davis?
Tanya Davis.
Tanya Davis?
I don't even know. Yes, I don't even know what company this is, and it just popped up on my phone, taking $67 out of my account.
Once I pull up your account, Ms. Davis, we handle out over 400 different companies. We are a call center. Once I pull up your account, then I can tell you which company you have an order with.
Okay.
Verify your address.
3301 Royster Lane, apartment 1104.
Okay, one moment, please. Okay, it looks like you on November 30th. Hello, are you there, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
Hi.
Okay, so on November 30th, you completed a survey, and you paid $574 for the entry for the cookware set.
Uh-huh.
Do you recall placing that order, Ms. Davis?
Yes, it took $574 out, yes.
Yes, ma'am. So when you ordered the cookware, when you submitted your entry for the cookware set, I'm not sure if you read over the terms and conditions where it advised you that you're also enrolling into the monthly membership, which is $67.32 bill monthly for as long as you wish to have the account active.
I didn't see that part on there. That's not what I
Yes,
you know,
and you can visit the website to go back online and review the terms and conditions. Now, did you need me to cancel the account for you? Do you wish to leave your account active? Because with the membership, they send you out a shopping voucher and it's valued at $125. And it can be used online at the store's website to make purchases.
Now, I need my money back on my car. If I had known that, I would have paid. I would have just, you know, went and got me a hot set.
Now, the company that you ordered from, Ms. Davis, they have a no-refund policy. I can place you on a brief hold and cancel the account for you. Now, with our call center, I can actually apply a 35% refund, but the company that you order from, they do not honor refunds on their end. But I can issue a 35% courtesy and cancel your account for you.
Please do that, because, I mean, that's you know, false advertisement. From what I saw, they didn't even have no terms and conditions. They just took
They're
my money
the website,
and sent me
and
said, thank you.
I'm on that site every single day, Ms. Davis. Like I said, you may have overlooked it if you didn't read it all the way through. But
I wasn't even on the website. I think it was on Facebook, and I clicked on Facebook.
When you click on it from Facebook, it automatically routes you over to that site when you put in your first and last name, address, email, and credit card number. The terms are right underneath the credit card information, and it asks you, have you read the terms in full, and do you authorize your card to be debited for the monthly membership? So let me go ahead and get this account canceled out for you so that will stop any monthly charges going forward, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. One moment, please. I'm going to give you a confirmation number to write down for your record, Ms. Davis.
Okay.
That number is C as in cancel, 263-070. D. Do you need me to repeat it for you?
C263070.
174.
Okay.
So it's C263070174. And that cancels your account, Ms. Davis, so there is no further charges. And you will see that refund back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
I do appreciate you this morning.
You're very welcome. Is there anything else that I can do for you?
That would be totally it, honey. You have a great day.
You too, and thanks for calling Customer Cure, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas, Ms. Davis.
You do the same.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.